Parshas Mishpatim. A little bit nervous, perhaps, to give this shiur tonight. I see at least two doctors in the house. We're going to talk this evening a little bit about the inyan of refuah. Why are we going to talk about refuah? Because this week's parasha is really the source of the whole concept of refuah as we know it. The Torah describes in Perek Chafalav just before Sheni, somebody who injures his friend, and one of the payments that he has to pay is Rak Shivtoi Yitain Verapoi Yirapei. He has to pay for the medical expenses. Verapoi Yirapei. So these words, Verapoi Yirapei, are quoted in the Gemara in Brachas of Samach Amud Aleph, and we'll see, I think, in Mitzvah Hashem, one or two very, very interesting halachic and hashkafic principles that will emerge from this Gemara and from this pasuk. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, says as follows: Omar Reb Acha. We know that in the times of Chazal, it was very common to do what was called hakozas dam, bloodletting. So the Gemara there says, if somebody is about to begin this process of bloodletting, Oimer, he should first say a tefillah, he should daven. Yehi rotzoi milfonecho Hashem Eloikai, may this be the will before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God, sheyehei esek zeh li lerefuah. May this indeed be a refuah for me. V'tirpa'eni and heal me, ki keil roifei ne'mon ata. Because you are the true doctor, the refuoscho emes. And your refuah is the emes refuah. That is the tefillah that should be recited before he engages in bloodletting. Says the Gemara the following words. Lefi, she'ein darkon shel b'nei odom lirapos. It's not the derech to be healed. Strange words. We'll see what those mean in a minute. Elo shenohagu. It's nonetheless the custom. What does that mean, it's ein derech? I don't want to put the doctors out of business. What does it mean, ein derech? So Rashi there says, ein derech, kloima, says Rashi, loy hoya lohem la'asoik b'refuos. L'chayra, according to this first opinion, they should never have been dabbling at all in involving themselves in refuah. So what should they have done instead? Elo levakesh rachamim. They should have been asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Ein derech, I mean, it's not the norm to go and be misasik refuah. Elo shenagu, this is the way it is. People do go to doctors, says the Gemara, so at least you should make a quick tefillah before you begin. However, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Omar Abaya, no. Loy leima inushon. There's a mistake over here. Because Rabbi Yishmael, the great Tanna, says, V'rapoy yirapei, those are the words in our parasha, Mikan, the famous words of Chazal, She'nitno rashus l'roifei l'rapois. From here we learn that permission is granted to the doctor to heal. Now, be medayek these words very carefully, especially in light of the Ramban that we will quote shortly. Again, what were the words of the Gemara? V'rapo yirapei, mikan, from here you learn, shenitno rashus, permission is granted, l'roifei l'rapois. The roifei, the doctor, is allowed to heal. What does that mean, he's allowed, Roshus is given? Why would I have thought that he's not allowed to heal? So Rashi there says, because perhaps you'd be excused for thinking, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted an illness on somebody, who am I to try and take it away? Try to outsmart the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inflicted this on this hapless patient, who am I to try and outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed, in fact, to heal. Now, just as an aside, I saw an incredible Chofetz Chaim, unbelievable Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, regardless, amongst anything else, was his pashtus. he saw such simple and yet profound messages in every area of Torah. The Chofetz Chaim says, one second, let's just press pause for a moment. What's Rashi telling you? I would have thought that what? That a doctor shouldn't heal. Why would I have thought that? After all, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made this person ill, so I'm not going to intervene. One moment, says the Chofetz Chaim. What's this pasuk talking about? It's not talking about somebody who woke up one morning ill. What's it talking about? Two people had a fight. Reuven injured Shimon. Shimon now goes to the doctor, says the Torah, you know something? The doctor's allowed to heal Shimon. And why would I have thought he's not allowed to heal Shimon? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted pain on him, who am I to take it away? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't inflict pain on him, it was Reuven. Not this Reuven. The proverbial Reuven. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you see an unbelievable yesod. That when Reuven injures Shimon, who inflicted the pain on Shimon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reuven was the vehicle. Reuven will obviously have to give din v'cheshbon. But ultimately, it's nothing to do with Reuven. My din v'cheshbon is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to think why HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted this pain on me, not why did Reuven inflict this pain on me. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's the only way you can read Rashi. At the end of the day, what did Rashi say? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted the pain, so I might have thought, don't heal him. But Reuven was the one who injured him. Clearly, that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted the pain. Okay, close parenthesis. So, what does Rashi say? But why does the doctor need Rashus, a special posuk to teach me that he's allowed to heal? Because I, in fact, would have thought that he's not allowed to heal. Don't intervene with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans. The Ramban learns slightly differently. The Ramban says, no, what this means is the doctor might have been afraid to heal. Who would want to get involved? If I misdiagnose, if I malpractice, I end up sued for millions. Worse still, if I make a medical mistake, I could cause further injury or death. Why do I want to get involved? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. You should try and heal. And the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, passed in this halacha. The interesting thing is, by the way, the Torah writes, what happens if you see somebody drowning in the sea? Do you have to save them? Of course you have to save them. The Torah says, Lo yisa'amoyz al dam re'echo. So if a doctor feels and sees that somebody is suffering, wouldn't he have to save him? Again, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that it's mut? Isn't it obvious? So the Tosfos Rosh says, you're right, it's obvious you have to save him, but I would thought you have to do it for free. Who says I'm allowed to charge for it? I see the doctor smiling. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Either way, what would seem to emerge from this Gemara is that what? That although essentially, perhaps, at least initially, the Gemara said, one should not go to doctors. One should be mevakeish rachamim. But the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that no, mikan shenitan rishus l'roifei l'rapos. Permission was indeed given to the doctor to heal, and it sounds like therefore it's perfectly permissible to go to the doctor. The Rashba in a tshuva indeed writes this clearly, and he says muta. It is indeed mutar lehistasek berufua, is to involve yourself in medication and healing. Ubilvad shiyehe liboy lashumayim. As long as your lev is in the right place. As long as the doctor's lev is in the right place as well. Says the Rashba, not only is it mutar, it's correct procedure. Because if you don't, you're being semech on a nes. And you're not allowed to be semech on a nes. He says, if you are boiteach on a nes, and you thereby put your life in danger, that's an issa. So it's not just that it's permissible, it's not just that it's mutter to go to a doctor and try your best to heal yourself, or to ask somebody else to heal you, it's in fact mandatory, because otherwise it is being semech on a nes. The Ramban has a famous opinion, which is recorded in his Pirush HaTorah in Parashas Bruchu Kosei, the famous opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban says as follows: when Klal Yisrael are in a good, healthy, spiritual state, Loi Yisnaheg Inonam B'Teva Klal. Teva does not apply to them. We have what exists in the world, what we call Teva, nature, doesn't apply to Klal Yisrael. You know the story of the Chassam Sofer? The Chassam Sofer was once approached by a very ill person, and he says, Rebbe, I don't know what to do, I'm dying, I have a very severe illness. So the Chassam Sofer says, what do you mean you're dying? How do you know? He says, I've been to all the doctors, and the doctor tell me that according to all medical statistics, you have no chance. So the Chassam Sofer says, it's zero proof. All these statistics were based on surveys and polls. And who were the questionees who were asked? Goyim. That has no bearing on Yidden. Yidden have an altogether different existence. They're not bound by the regular, normal mareches of Teva. That's what the Ramban says. Says the Ramban, therefore, in the ideal state, Klal Yisrael are not controlled or governed by Teva at all. Therefore, he says, what used to happen in the times of the Nevuah, if somebody became unwell, where did he go? He didn't go to the doctor. Who did he go to? He went to the Navi. You knock on the Navi's door, can I have an appointment, please? I've got the following pain. Can you please tell me, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to teach me with this? Don't go to a doctor to give you medication. The Ramban says, Ma chelek l'roifim. What roles do doctors have to play in the base Oisei Ritzein Hashem? In the house and the home of those who are Makayim Rotzen Hashem, there's no place for doctors. Who needs a doctor when you go to a Navi? So what is the obvious question? But didn't the Gemara say that Rishus is granted to the Rofe to heal? So the Ramban says that's true, but you have to read the Gemara very carefully. Again, what does the Gemara say? Permission is granted to who? To the doctor to heal. It doesn't say permission is granted for the patient to go and be healed. If the doctor is approached, he is allowed to heal the patient. But it doesn't say that Rishus is granted to the patient to go and be healed. In other words, the Ramban is learning the Gemara very differently. The Ramban is learning that the Gemara never was chozer at the end of the day. When the Gemara says, Mikan shenitein rishus l'roife, the Gemara doesn't mean to say, sorry, you're 100% right. It's fully legal and permissible and maybe even mandatory in the opinion of the Rashba to go and seek help from a doctor. That's not what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara never backtracked. The Gemara just means that if the doctor is approached for help, then indeed he's allowed to issue help. But it doesn't say that the patient is allowed to go there lechatchila. To the contrary, Avol Birtzos Hashem, says the Ramban, what is the real Ratzon of Hashem? Darkei Ish. Do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants? Ein loy esek bereifim. There's no esek, there's no business to go to the doctor. That is the famous opinion of the Ramban. We don't pass him like the Ramban. Moshe Zalek, you look relieved. Reuven, you're okay. Shulchan Aruch indeed says that one may, and as we said in the opinion of the Rashba, not just one may, one should indeed go to the doctor and take care of one's health. And if one doesn't do so, one says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after me. That's not called Hishtadlus al pi derech hateva. To the contrary, that's called a posheya. He's being so much on a nes, and you have to do Hishtadlus. Going to a doctor is the right thing. However, it does also say in Shulchan Aruch that when you go to a doctor, one should utter a refuah. Before seeing a doctor, before taking medication, you should say Yiratzen, and this medication should work. Because this is all Biyad Hashem. That's what the Shulchan Aruch does fasting. So Al Kaponim, this is, I think, fairly well known, the opinion of the Ramban. On the one hand, that one should not be going to doctors. The Rashba, who disagrees, and Halacha, we say you should go to a doctor, but one should daven nonetheless. Strange, however, is the Mishnah in Kiddushin. I think everybody knows this, and certainly the doctors. Because the Mishnah, right at the end of the tradition, says, Toiv Shebaroifim LeGehenem. Literally translated, the best of the doctors go to Gehenna. So what does this mean? So there's various different interpretations, very, very fascinating interpretations of this Gemara. Rashi there says that why indeed does the Toiv Shebaroifim go to the Gehenna? So he says all different reasons. Firstly, sometimes they can cure and they refuse to do so because the patient can't pay. On other occasions he says, Einay Meshaber Liboy Lamokim, meaning they don't submit their will to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They think they're the ones healing if they have to go to Gehenna. The Marsha in Kiddushin there says similarly, that the Rofe, who relies completely on his own expertise and on nothing else, he's the one who has to go to Gehenna. Why? Because if he really does rely on his expertise, besides for the fact that he's putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu out the picture, but he can easily make a mistake, malpractice, and he can cause just the opposite of refuah, and if he really does deserve to go to Gehenna. The Chatzkel Abramsky said an incredible thing. What's the gematria of Toiv? 17. So Chatzkel Abramsky said, not really al derech hapshat. Toiv shebereifim. There are some reifim who only daven 17 brochas, not Shemona Esra. Which brocha do they miss out? Rafa'enu. They don't need to daven Rafa'enu. What do you mean? I have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal me? What do you mean? I'm the best doctor around. Yeah, the Toiv shebereifim. Those Reifim who only daven 17 brachas are not 18 because they don't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the ones who indeed need to go to Gehenna. Now it's 19, quite right. You know, we sometimes hear it sounds maybe comical. It's not comical at all. It's tragic. Somebody's very seriously ill, he's treated by the doctor. And the doctor tries this, and he tries that, and he tries something else, and you see, there's no hope. And he says to the patient, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do anymore. From now on in, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help. What does that mean? And until now, it was also only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help. Just until now, you were the puppet. From now on, you can't even be a puppet. There's nothing for you to do. It's mamash kfir. For a doctor to say, from now on, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help. Means he denies that until now it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping as well. Says the Marsha, the Toiv Shebaroifim, the best doctors, the thing doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. He needs to go to Gehenna. Rabbi Akiva Eiger Al HaTorah has a very novel interpretation of Toiv Shebaroifim the Gehenna. A Rofe, a doctor, has to in some way have a certain midah or midos which are generally not considered positive. Under these circumstances, they are constructive. I tell you, you know, Reuben went up to Shimon and drew blood. Oh, that's achzorious, that's cruel, that's painful. When a doctor does that, obviously that's for positive reasons. So a doctor has to be able to display some midos which are generally considered very, very negative. In his particular profession, they're very, very positive. So Rabbi Kreger says, that's what it means. Toiv Shebaroifim. The best midos that the Roife produces and displays, if other people would display them, then they go to Gehenna. In other words, it doesn't mean that the doctors themselves go to Gehenna. The midos of Roifim, we should understand, are specifically the private property of Roifim. For anybody else, they go to Gehenna. A very novel interpretation. Reb Chaim Volozhin had an even more novel interpretation. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, the Rambam tells us that in the same way as a person can be physically sick, physically ill and unwell, A person can also be spiritually unwell. What does that mean, spiritually unwell? Obviously, this is over Aveiros. He's over Aveiros. The Chovos HaLevavos says, I think this is well known, what happens if Reuven talks Lashon Hara about Shimon? So it says that all of the Aveiros that Shimon has ever transgressed are cut and pasted, and they go transferred to Reuven. So ultimately, Reuven has helped Shimon in a magnificent way. By talking Lashon Hara about him, he's actually cleansed him, he's healed him in a spiritual way. That's it, you have no more Aveiros anymore. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, and that's what it means. This is the best doctor in the world. He's the best doctor. He didn't just heal Shimon in a physical way, he healed Shimon in a spiritual way. How did he do it? By talking Lashon Hara about him. So it's true, he's going to go to Gehenna. Why is he going to go to Gehenna? Because he spoke Lashon Hara, but you should know he's the best doctor in town. Because he absolutely cleansed Shimon of all his aveiros. Reuven spoke Lashon Hara. He's the best doctor in town. Here's my business card. I speak Lashon Hara for a profession. I can clean anybody, cleanse anybody of their aveiros. So he's the best doctor in town, but he's going to Gehenna for speaking Lashon Hara. And I saw very, very similar in recorded, written in the name of the Magid Menezrich, one of the early Hasidish Rebbes. He says, as we know, every physical medication has or can have negative side effects. So, a person has, and the same is true in the spiritual world as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give somebody yisurim, pain. So on the one hand, that's extremely positive, because it will be machafa, his aveiros. But there is a negative side effect. It could leave lasting damage on the person, etc., etc. Says the Magid Mimezrich, there is one type of kapara that leaves no physical side effects. Do you know what that is? Bizyonos. What's bizyonos?
Degradation,
ridicule. It's machapa your aveiros. You're left cleansed. You're also left with no physical side effects. So he says, that's what it means. The toiv shivareifim, those who go being mavaza others, they should know they're the best doctor again, because they've really helped the subject that they were ridiculing. But they're going to go to Gehenna for doing so. But they are the toiv shivareifim after all. Incredibly, it's kedai to see this inside. There's a famous sefer called the Talmud Devarim. Talmud Devarim, written by Ramesha Cordovera, one of the great Kabbalists of his generation, says that if any person is ever ridiculed, made fun of, mamish yachpoit bohem, you should desire and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Yismach bohem, you should be thrilled and delighted. Thank you so, so much for the bizyonos. Why? Because you've cleansed me of my aveiros without any physical damage, without any lasting side effects. I can't thank you enough for helping me. The Rambam in Ovis brings a story. The Rambam says that somebody was once asked, tell me, what was the happiest day of your life? The Rambam writes this. The Rambam writes this in Perek Dalet of Ovis. So this chassid said, I'll tell you what the happiest day of my life was. Yom shahayisi noiseya al gabasina. I was once aboard a ship. And my place was the worst of the worst places. Right there in the bottom, in the dark, dank, damp places at the bottom of the ship. I was there, in my pathetic state there on the boat. Ve'echod me'anshei ha'sfina kom lahatil mayim. And one of the people on the boat had to relieve himself. And he relieved himself on me. And he thought to himself, look at my pathetic state, it's become even more pathetic. In this terrible place, in this terrible smell, degradation. V'somachti simcho gedoyah. He says, that was the happiest day of my life. Shehigati l'madrego. I reached this madrego. Shelo yitza'arenu bizuizeh hachosa. The bizyonis weren't mitza'ir me in any which way. To the contrary, I realized, Baruch Hashem, I got bizyonis. You know, we all recall the great God L'Adoyer of Shemen. And we, of course, relate to him as the God L'Adoyer. If you'd ever come to town, we would give him kavod melachim. One has to know that Shemen suffered terrible, terrible bizyonis. Terrible bizyonis throughout his life. Until the very end. He had people who were against him for reasons not subject of our discussion. He had people who were misnagging. On one occasion, there were those who thought they were smart, and they graffitied his house with all types of abuse against Rav Shemen. Imagine, you come to Rav Shemen's house, and on his house is printed graffiti against him. So there were those who heard about it, and they thought, oh, we better try our best to try and rub it off. But of course, they did it in black graffiti pen, very difficult. It was the whole business. Rav Shemen heard, and he said, no, please, please leave it. He begged them. He said, you know why? He says, because 3 years ago, he said, I'm still suffering. 3 years ago, I went to America for his famous trip. And he got such COVID days, so they gave me such COVID, I'm still suffering from it. I'm still suffering 3 years later. I need, please, I need a little bit of bizyonis. Baruch Hashem, this person has given me bizyonis. Now you want to take that away? He says, please, I beg you, leave it there on my house. The Toiv Shebereifim Shebegehenim, on the simplest level, and with this we'll finish, means every doctor, he's unsure how to treat the patient, so then consult with the senior doctor. And if the senior doctor is unsure, who will he go to? A more senior doctor. And if he's unsure, he'll go to the professor. And if the professor is unsure, he'll go to the head professor in the unit. And if he's unsure, he has nowhere to turn. Nowhere to turn to. Now, on occasion, one can seek advice from those who are lower than you as well. Izeu chacham haloimid mikol adam. But the Toiv Shebereifim, what does he say? What do you mean? There's no one higher up than me in my profession, so I don't need to be misyayis with anybody. So I'm going to make the following decisions, and it could be he'll mess up terribly. If only he would have sought advice. If he would have chosen to seek advice, and indeed he could have helped this patient. That's what it means. The Toiv Shebereifim, dafka the Toiv, the very best doctors are the ones who are running very big risks. Why? Because they don't see the necessity to seek advice from anybody. So we'll just finish off with a very beautiful story that I saw last night. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, as we know, had a terrific sense of humor. He was once in hospital. He had severe problems with his ears. Towards the end of his life, in fact, he was extremely hard of hearing. So he was in hospital there, and this very pompous, irreligious doctor came up to him and says, Rabbi, is it true that in your Gemara, he says, he was a Yid, spoke in this very degrading way, is it true that in your Gemara it says that Toiv Shebereifim LeGehenim? The Uncle Galinsky on the spot says, what's the difference? When the Toiv Shebereifim come and talk to me, I'll discuss it with them. Not again to you. That's what he initially said to him. But the doctor was having none of it. He says, no, what does it mean? He says, again, when the Toiv Shebereifim come and talk to me, I'll discuss it. Not relevant to you. So the doctor said to him, Harav, Kvod Harav, he says, Mistomi, you're very upset with us. Why am I upset? Says, because we've tried healing you, we've tried this, we've tried that, and it's not working. And we understand that there are things that we just can't do anything about. So the Uncle Galinsky said to him, oh, if that's the case, indeed you're not going to go to Gehenna. Because Toiv Shebereifim LeGehenna means those who don't believe that there are things that they can't do anything about. Those are the doctors who think they're in control of every single situation. But if you're already telling me that, you know, I apologize, there's just some things that we can't control, then already you're not going to be the one to go to Gehenna. The doctor administered a further tipul, treated Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, and he described, it's written in his sefer. He said it was terrible, terrible pain, excruciating pain. So the doctor, at the end, when he finished, he said, you know, Arad, I must tell you, you're the first patient we've ever had that I've administered this treatment to that didn't scream. Normally this pain, this treatment is extremely painful, it's well known. It's always writhing, writhing, wriggling, and it's yelling in pain. You're the first patient that didn't scream. So the uncle said to him, I did scream. Oh, did I scream? But not the type of screaming that you're normally used to. My tsa'oka, my screaming was balev. I screamed to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah that he should save me. Boy, did I scream. And he writes there, Uncle Galinsky, this doctor was so startled and so amazed that he was actually in the end chayzer b'tshuva. At the end of the result of the story. The same doctor that initially says, oh, what's that? It's written in Yul Gemara, Tev Shiva Reifim. Eventually, he was so misfold for Uncle Galinsky that he is a patient who doesn't scream, at least in a physical way, but he does scream to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Eventually, he was chayzer b'tshuva. So that type of reife indeed will not go to Gehenna. Oh.